So, I want to ask you a question. Why did you no answer that question about who drafted the suit?
Do you think I should answer
it? I don't know. If you don't want to answer it, that's fine.
You know why?
Why?
Because if it's shown someone did it for me for a favor, that's the only thing. Simply because the organization will construe it as a violation of their civil rights. You know, they're on the civil rights kick right now, which has got to hurt them. Because they're the, you know, it's already been judicially stated that they're the civil rights violators. And they violate their prisoners' civil rights. But that's why, just so that whoever did the favor is not going to be hurt. You know, what if you walk back in the organization and they say, what do you got? And they pull that out and they say, well, what the fuck is this?
I don't take this shit back then.
Good. Anyway, so that's just so that,
okay,
that you can answer the question. It really doesn't matter, does it? I mean, the thing is what it is. Right now, I will not proceed with anything to do with trying to find you guys an attorney. I gather that the one attorney was not all that hopeful.
No, well, he expressed concern. He said that the causes of action were the correct causes of action, but the factual allegations,
yeah,
they gotta be, we've got to check them out and make sure they're factual allegations. And
that's what Mike has been saying all along. I mean, how much has the organization spent on PIs? How much has the organization paid Ingram?
I don't know.
How much have they paid Peterson?
I don't know. I don't know how much. I don't know how much they've been paid.
Are you able
Peterson
to get that kind of information?
We may be able to get that. But see, that gets into this question of is that a suit that is gonna win? Is that a suit that's gonna get us into a position where we actually come out on top? That
you can win.
Can be defense. I mean, I think the defense will be to that.
We had to do it because we're being attacked.
Yeah, and it's not, you know, it's not illegal and da 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 da. So I see that as being it's a gray area, and it would depend a lot on the public opinion that was generated surrounding that. You know what I mean?
Well, there's two things.
It's a legally arguable.
If you get my note, which explained that you can proceed, you can make an issue of corporate control without alleging anything.
I don't follow that, Jerry.
Well, there are hundreds of lawsuits. That's standardly what lawsuits are, you know. A lot of times lawsuits have that form. It is simply a disagreement over who has control of corporate funds. That is simply the issue. They don't allege that there was any criminal misconduct or illegal use of the funds or anything.
So this is alleging that there's
criminal
misconduct.
That's right. And the reason for that is because with that, if you can get any of those things, then the court can act immediately to freeze the accounts.
So unless we have criminal stuff in here, there isn't really any basis for...
Criminal stuff necessarily. Do you have information on the boat in Kilroy? The boat in
I know about the cycle. I mean, I know of it.
It happened, right? They paid a lot of money.
Yeah, but see, like this says that there was a scheme to compromise with drugs and prostitutes. Oh. You know.
So there wasn't. But their lease was a boat. Was there a closed circuit TV camera? Were they videoed?
I don't know. I presume so. I mean, if that was the purpose of setting it up, I guess that's what was there. You know what I mean?
Get into that. If you know that took place, so you have to realize the way things are on the outside. You know, that gets into you know, traffic.
That's not a smart move. It's like bad business.
Not only bad, but when a church is doing it, it looks ludicrous.
Right.
You know, even, you see, but all the things that you could say that all the things that, you know, that I was hassled by PIs for some time.
Yeah.
Okay? You could say, well, oh, shit, you can have PIs follow anyone. Except the way the court looked at it was, if indeed these things are true, then perhaps this thing ought to be tried across the street in a criminal court building. And that's the viewpoint that you got to have. These things are illegal. You can allege the illegality. You can, I don't know what people inside know about what Ingram has done or what, even those affidavits authored by the people up at the Mayo's group.
Oh, yeah, yeah. The
operations by PIs to discredit someone. The whole thing of Flynn. That thing in itself is a gold mine for you guys. Just to simply say, you know, the organization funds have been used to attack and discredit and intimidate and harass this one individual. That's the kind of stuff. And what's happened in the organization, you know? Do you know of anything about the use of Fiji folders? I was called by someone, I guess it was Joey, before I went to the UK, the end of June. Something about, you know, my PC folders are being moved somewhere, and there's a possibility of getting them. Someone in your group knew about it. Someone knew that PC folders were being moved around. Someone knew that someone has been involved in the last 2 years in going through PC folders. Right?
Why?
Have they? Why were my PC folders moved?
I don't know why they were moved.
Where were they coming from?
They were coming from CW.
What were they doing CW? I was never CW.
No.
Where are they being, where are they going to?
That's real circumstantial stuff. So I'm regardless.
Yeah, but you get the idea. You know, what if someone's been, was someone held? Has anyone been held in the organization? You know, what's the situation in there? Do they have guys who frisk people when they come in and out? It doesn't happen. So you can get whatever out you want?
Yeah. I can get out anything that I want. People aren't frisked when they go in and out.
I was told they were.
Who's lying?
Joey. I don't know if it came from Joey or Dan, but in any case, they went through a very elaborate, way, you know, taping things to the bottom of a fucking trash can to get them out of the organization.
Well, they're a little more into that sort of shit than I am. I mean, I can walk in and out and stuff. But what, you know, what is it that I walk in and out? I don't totally follow where that leads.
Well, where it leads is simply to, number one, what's the atmosphere inside? You know, in a complaint, you're going to have to state the facts as you know them. I don't know. Maybe there are no facts. Maybe the thing in Clearwater never happened, and maybe Ingram doesn't even work for the organization. I mean, the fucker threatened to put a bullet between my eyes.
You shouldn't.
Did you guys get the tape? I think it's fake. See, I don't know. I think, fuck, I'm probably being set up. This thing here is hotter than a pistol. Anything I send to you guys.
You mean this draft?
This is a copy of it, of whatever I sent in. There's probably a shitload of them around.
No, I'm the only one.
You have the only one?
No.
That's not what I sent in.
Which? This?
Yeah.
Oh, this is the copy. The other one's stored.
How about the one that the girl had?
We got it back.
So there is at least two.
Yeah. Okay. I know exactly where they are.
Good.
Two copies, and I know exactly where they are.
Good. Nice.
I mean, listen, you know, we've survived this one.
I know.
Dealing with complete.
No, not at all.
Ignoramuses.
In fact, you know, I'm in a more vulnerable position because I can be, you know, I'm so visible. What if I drop down a site?
Wow. Religion.
Not necessarily.
I mean, we could set it up so that
you just
dropped out of sight.
Exactly, it could be real beneficial. Maybe you can draw the organization into something.
Like what?
I don't know. You know, do you have some old intelligence personnel in there?
Yeah.
Guys who think this stuff? Because
yeah.
That's kind of what I see is, you know, the intelligence possibilities are enormous because the organization is an intelligence operation. So it's vulnerable. It exists on secrecy, only certain things the need to know. So it's vulnerable along those lines. And open society is not nearly as vulnerable. And it's more open out here. You know, what if they find out? You know, there's no real downside for me, but they're vulnerable. And we're not as vulnerable as they are. Now, they're bigger because they got all the bucks. But I don't see that that's any problem in the long run. I mean, your problems start when you get the bucks.
That's very true. I mean, that's one of the things that we've got to try and preclude, because if we get into that position, we don't want to be spending all our fucking money handling fucking lawsuits.
That's right. You know? That has to be...
Like,
see, that's not Scientology.
Right. It isn't. You're right. I mean, that money...
It shouldn't be spending its money on that. You can do something decent in the world. Something decent can come out of it. You know, not just a lot of fat folders and sex checks and fucking broken families. That's crazy. So
what if you dropped out of sight? I didn't totally follow the progression there. What advantage would that be?
It could possibly be a great deal of advantage. But
I'm not following that. You mean we can maintain a comm line with you even though you were not as visible to everybody else in the organization?
When someone drops out, it really excites people. You know what I mean?
Like, just if they were a fucking Armstrong, though, what the hell are they doing now? What are they doing?
If that were to happen, then...
But don't you think that would just attract more attention to you and make it more difficult for us?
I don't see why necessarily.
Okay. So what do you see in that?
I don't know everything that can be developed. But possibly I see the possibility of the removal of the PIs. If they remove the PIs, they've got to set up their own internal information apparatus again.
Mm-hmm.
Right now you guys, it's all done by the PIs. Who has the PI report?
They go to OSA Inc.
Where is that?
You mean what? Building? It's above similar tax.
Who's in it?
Who's in OSA Inc? I mean, I don't know. Possibly.
Are they in a position where they can find out what's going on?
Not necessarily everything, but there's definite lines.
Are they in a position where they can get current strategy? Are they in a position where they can get PI reports? Are they?
Yeah,
in
we
a position
can probably.
Where,
yeah.
Can they find out who are the operating PIs currently?
Yeah,
can they do
probably.
That?
Probably.
Because what if the operating PIs, what if someone can do some legwork and find out who the fuck they are and find out what the fuck they've done? Ingram is a rather unsavory character. If you were to put together that in itself, if you were to put together, you know, a sheet on these people, and let's say you come up with some criminal past. Let's say you come up with some real sleazy dealings. That in itself is a tremendous PR leverage.
Right.
Now, maybe you can't necessarily do all those things. Maybe CID can run a make on it. CID asked for, you know, who took the photograph and get me a license number. I got a partial license number. I couldn't get the whole thing. One DD or DD something, a couple of Ds in there.
Right.
Like, and I'd like to, I mean, they can do it. They'll run checks.
Well, yeah. On what basis will they do that sort of shit for us?
Anyone who talks to them is a witness.
I'm gonna go calling the fucking CID and saying, can you run a make on this car?
I can. I wanna know because I'm a witness. If I can get the guy, we can have his ass down there. I'll subpoena the guy. That's the kind of liaison where, you know, we can actually, you know, cause a lot of things to happen if there is that kind of detailed information going back and forth. You know, mm-hmm. If I know the name of the guy, we can issue a subpoena for him. Find out what the fuck he was doing there, on what basis he was photographing me. That's
right.
You know, that's the kind of stuff. And it'll back the fuckers off.
And you feel like it would be best for you to drop out of sight in order to pull that sort of stuff off?
No, not necessarily. I just see that, I know that that excites the organization when they can't find somebody.
Why do we want to excite them? I'm a little lost on that as to why we would want to excite them about you. I mean, if
you
you're
don't have anyone else. You don't have anyone else whose life you're potentially in control of up here. In
no.
a position such as myself.
No.
Someone who could excite them. I mean, I have excited them, right?
Right.
There's been times when it was Get Armstrong week. Right? Same thing could happen again. And maybe this time when it happens, they can be set up. And maybe you can get what you need.
To do something.
Yeah, to do something. I don't know the form it can take, but I know that if you've got some intelligence personnel in there and you give them the idea, I mean, there's a lot of things that can develop. But, you know, with our existing communication line, it's such a unique situation that it can be developed into anything you want. I think that we should be a lot more secure than we have been, because I do not believe for a second that, you know, that the PIs do not tap phones.
Right.
I think that they do. And I also think that the PIs are not necessarily telling the organization what the fuck's going on.
You think they may be, like, scared of leaks?
Well, they're possibly scared of leaks, sure, because they don't want to... If you were being paid what they're being paid, wouldn't you want to maintain this thing? They've got a vested interest. If you look at who's got a vested interest in the lawsuits continuing, it's the attorneys and the PI. You guys don't. People on the top do, because that's how he keeps troops in line, got an enemy. They know it, and they play it. But the attorneys... You know, I mean, who recommends that they file more lawsuits? I mean, they're crazy. They're just prolonging it. Because no one... Look at the stats. In the last 2 years, has anyone... 3 years, has anyone backed off from the organization? Have they had any wins? They probably tout them as wins, but give me a break. People on the outside, there's more documents out right now. There's more people willing to talk. They went after Mayo and Crowd, and what did those fuckers do? Kind of talking to the feds. You know, whoever in their wisdom is running this thing is doing one fucking botched job, which is another reason why, you know, you guys would be smart to move in, because you can't keep driving away the parishioners forever and end up with any money.
Right.
You know, and I'm involved in this because, you know, in a sense, it's where I live. In another sense, you see, I'm very altered getting out of the organization because I don't give a fuck anymore. I don't have the thing about life and death that I used to have. In fact, I would rather welcome a bullet. In a sense, it puts me in a rather powerful position. Not that I'm looking for it, not that I would ever contemplate doing it myself. But I don't care. And if you guys can use the fact that I don't care, and the fact that I write, and the fact that I've disappeared, and the other facts which you can use, I envisioned it at the outset that potentially you guys could develop an intelligence apparatus which the organization does not have currently, simply by scooping the PIs. If you had a lot, if you had some intelligence on Armstrong, you know, you could get a feather in his cap and possibly move up in that way to the point where you're let in on what the fuck's going on. Or someone. You know what I mean? If suddenly you're the only guy who has, you know, let's say someone in the organization had had the sense to retain a mole somewhere, and let's say that someone, we could set it up so someone got close to me. Then you've got your intelligence network, and then back the PIs off because you don't want them fucking it up. And suddenly you're getting funding to get them intelligence because you don't give a fuck if they get or not, but they get real excited about it. I mean, you're gonna, the people at the top get excited about little, wow, you know, this has happened and that's happened. And they start buzzing about it, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you can give them something to buzz about. It. I don't know the form of it because it's only me. I don't know your capabilities or who you've got on the outside or, you know, the communication lines by which it could happen. We could set the whole goddamn thing up so that you've got someone from the organization in the same apartment complex that I live in, that I moved to. You know what I mean? And possibly in that way, you can have enough information so that it makes sense that you're contacting the people at the top about it.
Right.
And becoming part of the top simply because you're the guy who's got it, and they're going to depend on you. You following me?
Yeah, I'm following you.
There's a lot of possibilities. How they can be worked out, I don't know, but I know that if we determine to say, okay, well, let's keep the lawsuit on the back burner, you know, attrition goes on as ever it goes on, and now let's see what else we can do. I don't know what can be done between it. Right. Obviously, I can get you information as it becomes available to me. You know, and hopefully you can do the same for me. I mean, that's a very valuable thing. Just to know, you know, who filed or who photographed me. Valuable, because it can be used. Because you can get, that organization can be nailed for intimidating witnesses. I'm a federal witness. You can't go on photographing me.
Right.
So some stupid fuckhead in the organization decided to be a hero. I'd like to know who it was. You haven't heard anything about the manuscript? Probably. My guess is that it would only go to the top, very top. But the fact that I'm writing a book, organization can't stand people at this point. You know what they've done to people who've written books before. Same thing's true here. And the book is a, you know, they know that I've got data, and they know that I can string it together.
Right.
Maybe, yeah. Or maybe it would be, I don't know.
I don't know either. But I know that there are a lot of things that can be worked out. I would kind of hesitate to do them if, you know, if we're going in different directions. But I think
in such different directions.
No, I don't think so at all. I think that both of us, you know, want to see the organization transformed into something decent.
Right.
That's what I want to see, because when it's something decent, I can deal with it. And everyone else can deal with it. You know, we can get on about life and, you know, whatever's valuable in life. It isn't valuable to me to continue to battle that organization, but I'll continue to do it. And I think that everyone else...
Why are you continuing to battle with it?
Well, because of... I mean, philosophically, I see that it has to be transformed. I mean,
so it's like you have like a personal...
You think after 15 years I can say, oh, okay, well, I can walk away from that? Come on, I put as much into it as you did. I put my whole fucking life into that thing.
Right.
To say that I'm any less a Scientologist than anyone else is bullshit. But I have a higher commitment to the truth than I do to some label, which is best a symbol of a symbol of a symbol. And
yeah.
At this point, it's becoming a virtually meaningless symbol. What was a Scientologist is no longer a Scientologist.
Right. Yeah, I understand that. That's real.
I don't even have anything in the cupboard. Not a damn thing. I think that, you know, I guess the ultimate thing about Hubbard is that he's exactly like us. Exactly. Not a fucking particle of difference. And he didn't try to build his anger. And nor did we. But such thing may be possible. In fact, since getting out of the organization, more has happened, you know, mentally than the whole time I was in it. To the point where, like I say, I'm just radically altered. I was never like this inside. Never even heard from me inside.
Oh, I see you screaming around the twin decks every now and then.
Rarely. You know. Not a whole different thing.